Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. The U.S. Census estimates that by 2030, there will be more people over the age of 65 than there are children for the first time in recorded history. As our population ages, the need for geriatricians will continue to rise. Dr. Ann Holley is our geriatric specialist at University Medical Center and will talk about when it's time to start seeing a geriatrician. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We're here today talking to Dr. Ann Holley. She's going to tell us what it is to be a geriatrician. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with that question. What is a geriatrician?
So that's a question I get asked a lot, actually. A geriatrician is, in simplest terms, somebody who takes care of older adults. A lot of people also ask me, do I qualify? Am I in your age range? And what I usually tell people is that there are two ways to be old, per se. First, there's your chronological age, which is how many times pretty much you've gone around the sun, your years. And there's also physiologic age, which is the number of diseases and level of functioning that you might have. So basically, a geriatrician is somebody who does a little extra training to take care of people who have extra conditions, either through physiologic age or just conditions that have added up as they get older.
What kind of training is it that you have to go through?
Usually, to become a board-certified geriatrician, you complete a residency in either family medicine or internal medicine, and then you do at least a one-year fellowship on top of that. So that's called your clinical geriatrics year. Some geriatricians, if they know they want to go into education, for example, can do an extra academic or clinician educator fellowship year, and then some, if they want to go into research, can do two additional years. But most people get board certified after that first year of additional fellowship training.
What are the benefits for the patient to go see a geriatrician in addition to, or maybe instead of, a primary care physician?
It really depends on what the patient's needs are. Geriatricians tend to operate on the less is more theory. So what we try to do is we try to look at a complex patient, figure out how to manage a number of different conditions with the fewest interventions. We're all about stopping unnecessary medications, trying to streamline treatment plans, and also we tend to work in interdisciplinary clinics so that you might have pharmacy or social work or psychology right there in case you need them. Basically, I'd say the benefits would be somebody kind of looking at all the care you're receiving and trying to make it all fit together.
Kind of a one-stop shop.
Pretty much, yeah.
What is the typical age people usually start seeing a geriatrician?
Usually, so the epidemiologic definition of old is 65 and above. What I usually tell people, and the American Geriatric Society supports this, is that usually only 1 in 3 people over the age of 65 actually need the specialized care of a geriatrician. The other two-thirds of them are usually healthy and active and should stay with their internist or their family doctor who they've seen and who they've had a longitudinal relationship with. But usually 65 and older, or younger if somebody has a number of medical problems, is when we usually start seeing people.
What conditions would you say are normally treated by a geriatrician?
A lot of the conditions, the chronic conditions that you would sort of accumulate with older age, such as diabetes and its complications, heart disease. Geriatricians do a lot of training in memory impairments, cognitive impairment, dementia. We work a lot with what are called geriatric syndromes, which are a lot of symptoms that might have many different causes. So things like falling, delirium, weight loss and failure to thrive, urinary incontinence, things of that nature, stuff where there might be a lot of things going into the particular symptom.
This sounds like a very specialized service. How many geriatricians are there in the United States practicing right now, and how many here in Alabama?
So there aren't enough. Let's just put it that way. Again, going back to what I said about the American Geriatric Society, they realized that there aren't enough geriatricians to meet the demand for everybody over 65, especially with the aging of the population. So even with a geriatrician seeing a maximum number of clinic patients, they estimated that about 20,000 would be needed to adequately care for older America. As of, this would be in 2020, so next year. As of right now, there are about 7,500 boarded geriatricians. And if you put them together into people who are practicing full-time geriatrics, that number shrinks to about 3,500. There are currently about 60 practicing in Alabama, and the need is projected to be about 200 for Alabama. So the shortage is throughout the felt throughout the nation. One of the reasons that this is a shortfall are that people aren't typically going into the field, because it's a field where you have to spend more time with patients. You might not get reimbursed as readily because you're spending more time per patient, so you're seeing fewer patients. There are about 400 spots for fellowships available per year, and this year only 200 of them were filled. So it's something that people aren't going into as readily as we would hope.
What are some of the ways you're trying to mitigate that?
So one of the things that the American Geriatric Society has realized is that clinically you can't overcome those numbers. So what they've asked us to do is to act as teachers, to position ourselves in academic settings and try to educate residents, medical students, pretty much anybody who would listen to us about geriatric care. And so that when your family medicine residents graduate, they would have a strong grounding in geriatrics moving forward. So basically they tell us to act almost like viruses and try to, you know, get as much geriatrics knowledge out there as possible.
You mentioned the growing aging population. Can you expand on that, please?
Well, the baby boomer generation is rapidly aging. I can't remember the specific statistics, but it's something like somebody's turning 65 every few minutes or something like that. And so with that aging population, the number I said before, the 20,000, they actually expect the need to be up to 30,000 by 2040, I think. So there's this huge swing with this large population all approaching 65 and older, all at the same time.
So if you're an aging adult, or if you're someone taking care of an aging adult, what would you tell them to expect from coming to see a specialist like a geriatrician?
It would depend on the geriatrician. Sometimes I have what's called an interdisciplinary clinic. So you tend to be there as a new patient for a while, but a lot of people talk to you. So bringing in those different fields, pharmacy to look over medications to make sure that there's no duplicates, no what we call potentially inappropriate medications. Also, geropsychology, which is psychology based in older adults, doing mental health screenings such as depression screens, anxiety, memory screens. And then the geriatrician themselves would be focusing on comorbid conditions, a bunch of illnesses that might be happening all at the same time, and how you can most effectively treat those all at the same time while also maintaining as much quality of life as possible.
Is there anything you'd like to add that I didn't ask today?
I can't think of anything. One thing that I'm proud of is that our college has been kind enough and supportive that we've started a geriatrics fellowship here at the university. And our mission is actually to train physicians who are going to go out into rural Alabama or rural areas and practice family medicine with an emphasis on geriatrics. And so far, we have graduated two fellows. We are training a third, and we just found out a few weeks ago that our fourth is going to be joining us in July of 2020. So we're trying to crank out geriatricians as quickly as we can.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.